Virginia Tabby the other day, did y'all
the
like post office?
Yeah, in that old house, and we'd, you know, write, put things in there like we was coming to get our mail, and that we'd have one in there that put the mail up and all like that, you know, for the place or so. And then we'd get up, we'd make a playhouse, and we'd use old broken dishes and broken things, you know, that to put on the shelf and things like that.
What about, yeah, where would y'all have to go to buy your dishes, or where did
your
mom get some dishes?
Savannah, is where he got our first dishes.
Yeah, did she get those when she married, or?
She must have got them right after she married, and their trips to Savannah.
Silverware,
she didn't have any silverware. She just had it was bone handles, you know, with a knife. I mean, it was wood handles. I mean, it was not bone handles. It was wood handles, and they were black. I can remember them well, and they were steel, I reckon, or maybe I know it wasn't steel because they would rust. It wasn't steel.
That's what y'all would eat with?
Yeah, yeah. You had to keep them rubbed up, you know, to keep them from rusting, to keep them dry, real dry, to keep them from rusting.
What about your glasses?
Well, we had some glasses. But we didn't use them all the time, you know, just used them mostly when company came.
What we drink out of?
Our cups.
And then you tell me
there were 10 cups.
10 cups?
10 cups,
Didn't you say that day, when was the first that you ever saw two that you ever...
Well, I imagine I was about 15 years old before I knew anything about teeth. I'd heard about it, but I had never seen any. I was 15 or maybe over that before I ever saw it.
That seems hard to believe. I mean, I've had tea all my life.
Yeah.
People drink it too much now.
Yeah. And cold drinks, you never knew nothing about, nothing like that.
Oh, where would you keep, or your parents, or your grandparents, where did you keep the stuff now that we keep in the refrigerator,
and
milk and all, keep it cold, keep it from falling,
Put it down in the well.
Put it in the well?
Put it in jugs, and have a rope and tie around the jug, and let the jug down in the well to keep it cool. And it'd be just as cool. Pull it back up.
That was the same well that you had the drinking water?
Yeah, yeah. But you didn't let the jug go down in the water.
Just kept it down.
Just let it down so far and then tie it, you know. That's
it cool?
It'd be cool. Yeah, real cool.
Did they used to have that when you y'all really didn't go anywhere much but to church?
And Sunday school. Yeah, my grandfather on my mother's side, he never did learn to read or write. And of course my grandmother had a pretty good education, and she taught him how to write his name. But he had one of the best memories of anybody I've ever seen, and he could remember. My grandmother read the Bible to him, and he could remember. And so he had a good many grandchildren that lived in that community. And so he organized a Sunday school so that his grandchildren could go to Sunday school and learn the Bible. And so we all went every Sunday to this schoolhouse and went to Sunday school, and he taught us.